Gender politics is playing a role in the U.S. Senate race here in Massachusetts, which has never elected a woman to the Senate before or to the governor's office. Recent polls have shown a close race between Republican incumbent Senator Scott Brown and his Democratic challenger, Elizabeth Warren. So could gender prove to be the deciding factor? WBUR's Kurt Nickisch has the story.
In the televised debate earlier this week, Democrat Elizabeth Warren was asked why Massachusetts has never voted for a woman U.S. senator. She said she didn't know.
Well, right now I'm trying to do something about that.
Warren may have had better luck outside of Massachusetts. New Hampshire is currently served by two women U.S. senators. Maine has two as well. Connecticut has elected multiple women governors. Not the Commonwealth.
To help pay for his law school education, Scott Brown posed for Cosmo.
In this race, gender has been playing a role even before Warren was the Democratic nominee. It was a year ago today that she faced off in a primary debate.
How did you pay for your college education?
I kept my clothes on.
Republican Senator Scott Brown responded in a radio interview with WZLX's Kevin Carlson.
To Warren's comment about how she didn't take her clothes off.
Thank God.
That's what I said. I said, hey, look, can you blame a good-looking guy for
Brown says he was responding in kind to Warren's wisecrack. To some people, the incident struck an uncomfortable chord in a state where politics is a relatively strong male bastion.
So one of the biggest barriers for women in Massachusetts is that men don't want to give up power.
That's Carol Hardy Fanta, a senior scholar at the Center for Women in Politics and Public Policy at UMass Boston. She says working in the state legislature, as Scott Brown did, has long offered a well-worn path to wealth and influence. Even disgraced lawmakers can land six-figure salaries upon resigning.
They say politics is a blood sport here, and it is everywhere. I mean, everybody wants power, everybody wants, but men are never going to give this up without a really big fight.
The state's relatively long tradition of Democratic rule has entrenched male dominance in politics. After all, elections favor incumbents, and for centuries here, the incumbents have been men. Victoria Budson runs the Women in Public Policy program at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. She says Massachusetts is more socially conservative than people think.
Massachusetts was founded by the Puritans, and some of that sense of Puritan propriety and norms and expected sets of behaviors has remained.
Gender looms large in today's U.S. Senate race, at least in recent polls. The Democratic challenger Elizabeth Warren leads the Republican incumbent Scott Brown among likely women voters. The two candidates are more closely split among likely male voters. To try to chip away at Warren's lead among women, Brown has been running TV spots.
Scott Brown is pro-choice, and he supports a woman's right to choose.
Other ads like show him embracing his wife, a former TV reporter, or posing for the camera with his two accomplished daughters.
He supports families.
When my daughters grow up, I want to make sure that they have good jobs.
Some voters are still trying to figure what to make of the gender question. Boston retiree Mike Lloyd says stereotypes should not decide what could be a pivotal national race.
It just doesn't influence me. I don't particularly care whether he's tall or handsome or that she's not 25 and ravishingly beautiful.
But another likely voter, Michelle Burrell, who works in security, says the candidate's gender does matter to her.
We need more women in the world putting a mark on this town. I mean, Boston is full of majority men, I want to say, not ruling but running the town.
Even so, Harvard's Victoria Budson says it's significant that women now lead the Massachusetts Senate majority, the state auditor's office, and the office of the attorney general.
That is giving people the opportunity to, when they look at Scott Brown and Elizabeth Warren, to compare them as candidates and not just think, oh, Elizabeth Warren's a woman, that's different.
In the end, Budson says, the choice is not between a man and a woman, but between two candidates vying to represent you. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.